Hello, Wyman.
Hi, so this is David Martin. I'm calling you from the ACS, the Australian Cybersecurity Center. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, good, my good.
Well, sir, this we have received the transaction request of $1,200 that the fund is transferring to overseas this morning, around 1 hour ago. So that's the reason we're just calling for.
Who received that?
Sorry?
Who received it?
So the iPhone 13 has been placed order, and before the amount got released, we are just calling for the verification, whether it's you or someone else in your family member. So we're just calling to verify you whether you want me to release the fund or you want me to keep on hold.
Thank you now.
So because we got a report from the ACSC, the Australian Cybersecurity Center, that this transaction might be the fraudulent transaction, sir, because the payment has tried to be made from the different IP location in a place called California and USA. So is the payment authorized by you or?
That wasn't any of us anyway.
It was around $1,200.
Just put a hold on that then.
No, the iPhone 13 has been placed order, sir. For that reason, I just call you. I'll just ring you up.
What are you ringing me up for? What do you want me to do?
Okay, can you just tell me, like which device you use for your internet, like your mobile phone or your computer? Because the IP location has been compromised and has been shifted to the other country. So if you can just open up by using your computer or your Android mobile, which you're using it, I'm going to show you. I'm going to report to the ACSC so that we're going to help you out to cancel those transaction requests. Can you just tell me, like, which browser you're using it, sir, right now?
My browser? On my computer?
Are you, sir?
Yes, sir. So what do you want to know?
You need to just open up the Google, sir.
Yeah, and?
And you need to just type it in the address bar. ACSC.
What am I typing in? What is it?
ACSC.
A-C-S-C.
A as an apple, okay.
Yeah.
Just pronounce it.
Yeah.
A as an apple. Then C as in Charlie.
Yes.
Then F as in Sandra.
Yes.
Then again C as in Charlie.
Yes.
A-C-S-C. Yeah.
So
now you just hit enter and to let me know what comes on your screen.
Yeah, and what do you want to do?
Okay, as you type ACSC, just hit enter and do let me know, sir, what comes on your screen.
Cyber security for kids.
Sorry?
Cyber security for kids.
Okay, can you see there's a home page, sir? Can you see it's an ACSC, the home page? It's our government.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to just click on that, sir.
Yeah, and that's what I did, yeah?
Yep, and as I
said.
Yep, now what comes on your screen, sir?
Australian Government, Australian Signals Directorate, Australian Cyber Security Center.
Yep, okay. Now do one thing, sir. Just scroll down the page. You can see there will be the three things top. Top three things to protect yourself. Can you see that? Just scroll down the
page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three options. Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, can you just read me out those three options which you can see? The top three things to protect yourself. Can you see
update
that?
Update your devices to protect important information. Protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication.
All right. So, all right. So this is our government portal page, okay? And now what I'm going to do, I'll just have a word with my senior so that he's going to assist you further, okay? I'm going to help you out to cancel those transaction requests. All right? Just be on hold for a minute, sir. Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for holding the line, sir. This call has been transferred to me, and this is David Mitchell, the senior security officer from the ACSC. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, sir, like on your mobile phone, like which page are you currently, sir? What can you see exactly?
No, I'm on my mobile. I'm on my computer.
Okay. Sorry for this concern, sir. You are on the computer, and you have you are looking at the ACSC page, sir, the Australian Cyber Security page. Right.
Yes.
Now, what do you see? You can see the most important things. There are top three things that to protect yourself. Can you see all that?
I can see that.
All right. Now, these are the things, sir, that you need to apply them in the near future. You need to accommodate, you need to follow up them in the near future. The first thing that you can see, what is the first thing, sir?
Update your device to protect important information.
All right. Now, the second thing that you can see?
Protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication.
All right, sir. And the third thing that you can see?
Backup data regularly.
All right. Because, sir, we are not sure, like, who other people are getting involved in this. So this is a security portal where we are going to report the fraudulent, the cybercrime, illegal activity behind you. And these are the three things to make you just sure that in the near future you need to follow up the things in your daily basis, sir. Okay?
All right.
Now, have you checked the IP address? Have you find the IP address?
The IP address of what, this computer?
All right. You don't know about the IP address, sir?
Of this computer you're talking about, or what?
All right. Now, on the ACSC page, go to the very top. Go to the very top.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on the very top, you can find a report option there. There is a section for report.
Yeah, report, yeah.
All right. Click on that report, sir.
Yeah.
Now, you can see there will be options coming up to you, 3 to 4 options.
Yeah.
All right. But you can see who are you reporting on a behalf of. You can see that option, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Now, below that, you can see an individual, right? You need to select an individual because you are reporting on a behalf of your individual account, sir. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Once you select on that an individual, you can see bottom down there, it says you have been reporting through the report cyber through to the Australian.
I haven't seen a crime yet. Well, why am I reporting?
Sir, because somebody has attempted a crime behind you. That's the reason you are reporting yourself. Okay.
Yeah. How do I know that?
Yep, that's what I'm trying to help you, sir. Okay.
How do I know that a crime has been committed?
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to show you up, that there is an illegal crime tried to be attempted. Did you click on that report option? Right?
I did do that, but I'm not going to report something, right, that I haven't got any physical evidence of a crime yet.
Okay.
I've got no physical evidence of a crime yet.
All right, so let me help you to show up the IP address changes. On the Google, open up a new page, okay?
What do you mean on the Google?
On which browser are you?
I'm using Internet Explorer.
Okay, open up Google on the Internet Explorer. Search for Google.
You want me to go to Google search engine?
Yes, Google.
Yeah, right.
All right. Now, on the Google, sir, type over there my, M-Y, my.
M-Y, my.
Then put a space. Then put a space, sir.
Yeah.
1P, the number 1, the figure 1.
Yeah.
P for Peter.
Yeah.
Address. Give a space, then type address. A-D-D-R-E-S-S address.
Yeah.
Then again give a space, then type country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, country.
Yeah.
Now search for that, sir, and have a look. No need to read out or no need to share any detail over here. Just have a look from your end with your own eyes.
Yeah.
Can you see the results coming up, sir, about your IP
address?
What do you see?
You know, it's actually murder.
Yeah, that's the reason, sir, you are not getting any illegal messages or notification about those transaction of those people, whoever are trying to involve in this, okay? Those people, there are some people who try to order iPhone, right? And there was also some online gift card, Apple iTunes gift card was being ordered from this IP address while using your information. And what those people did, they tried to block your internet.
Why am I using this information?
Beg your pardon, sir?
What am I using this information?
Sir, this is the IP address which has been used to purchase...
How does the IP address give them access to my bank account?
Sir, because this is the particular IP address that is registered with your account. This is the computer that you use to log in into your account.
And
so those people, they have shifted your IP address behind you. So that, at the meanwhile, you cannot receive any message about those purchase, about those transactions. Okay?
More now.
So why doesn't that transaction appear on my bank statement? Because, sir, once the IP address will be showing back to Australia, the transaction statement will be coming up. Because those people, they are not allowing you to receive the statement. Otherwise, you will let to know that the money is getting out. That's the reason, sir. Okay? Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So, sir, we need to block this IP address from your network.
Who are you?
Sir, I'm calling you from the ACSC Security Department, sir.
How do I know that's where you're calling from?
I have already made you a report on the cybercrime security portal.
How do I know that you are from the ACS?
Because, sir, I'm not asking you to give me any of your information over here. And I also suggest you that never ever provide any details to anyone.
You're asking me to fill out a report, so I don't know what the crime is.
Sir, you are reporting for a cyber crime activity that was being used for your account. The iPhone which has been ordered and the gift card which was been ordered. Are you ordering those transactions? Have you made it from your end?
No, I haven't. But how do you know?
Sir, listen to me. If you are not making, so it is a fraudulent activity, right?
But I don't know why. Why has it not appeared on my bank statement?
Sir, because the IP address has changed. The location has been changed of your network. Are you in the United States now?
The fact that my IP address, right, has changed. Shouldn't make any difference because I can log into my bank account from any IP address.
Sir, you can, that you can do it, sir. But what those people did, they have tried to block the notification of your account. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I still don't know what's going on, but what do you want me to do now then?
Sir, right now, do you want me to cancel up those transactions? So you need to cooperate us, all right?
Well, I just don't know who you are, but they keep going. So I'm on the ACSC page, right? Reporting as an individual, now what?
Now, once you click on that report, you can see below there, you will be reporting a cyber crime to the police through the report cyber, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we have reported this, sir, so that Australian Federal Police will be also investigating this illegal activity and they will try to find out the people who are involved in this background, okay? And if any things have been tried to purchase, sir, as you have already reported, so you will be not getting any losses or you will be not, like, responsible for anything, sir, okay?
Right.
All right. So now the thing that is left is to block those gift cards, block the order of the iPhone. Apart from that, the location of your IP address need to be changed back to Australia, exactly where it was before, right?
Well, I don't know what my IP address was before, because if I'm on a computer here, it's basically a...
Okay, let me help you out, sir. Now, on the Google, close everything on the Google page, on the Internet Explorer, close everything.
Now, what do you get me to do now, though?
Sir, right now, do you want to proceed for the cancellation of this gift card and the Apple iPhone that was being ordered?
If it is actually a true transaction that someone's made, I want to cancel it. But, you know, I haven't seen any evidence of it yet. And I haven't seen any evidence of... What's your name?
My name is David.
Right, and you're with the...
ASC Center from the Visa Master.
Right, and what's the phone number there?
Yep. So you can call us back on 1-800-66-2211.
66-22-211. Was it 66-22-211? All right.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Okay. And I'll call you back.
Apart from that, you can also call up on 1-300-292-371.
What was it again?
1-300-292-371.
2371. Right, I'll call you back.
So you don't want to cancel the transaction right now?
No, I want to confirm your identity first.
Definitely, sir. Did I ask? I refuse to confirm my identification. Because since a long time, I have already explained you already, sir. All right, and we don't have so much time to explain you each and everything.
Well, this could be anyone ringing up, and you're going to ask me to fill out some forms here on the. On the ICSC, so that could be anything.
I know that, sir. Well, like, which kind of people are you? I have just understand. You are the people, like, who need to, everything should be verified in front of him, then you will be going ahead. All right, not an issue, sir. We are not here to convince you of. It's your money, it's your hard earnings, all right? If you are losing it, you are ready to lose it, so what we can do for you, all right?
All I'm saying is that if there's a transaction on my bank account that I did not make, then it is my I would have to go through my bank to say that was a fraudulent transaction, and we'll go from there.
But as you are getting the call from the security department, so you need to also respect to that call.
I don't know you are the security department, so I'm going.